Looking at the fields outside of Norlin Library, you can't help but feel relaxed. People are sprawled across the sun-drenched grass. Most importantly, dogs are happily plopped in the middle of doting groups of students. At first glance, this scene looks like something out of a brochure. It seems to say, "Come study at the University of Colorado Boulder, where puppies and placidity abounds." The last thing on your mind is conflict management. While the students here bask in a quiet moment of peace between their hectic classes, the staff of CU Boulder's Office of Student Conduct and Conflict Resolution are hard at work.
So it's Conflict Resolution Week. The third week of October every year is ConRes Week.
That's Ashlyn Friend. She's the Conflict Resolution Coordinator here at CU.
And so we were trying to figure out a way to engage students around what their conflict style was and conflicts that might be happening on campus for them this time of year, but in a relaxed environment that could provide some stress release. And so the idea to do a dog cafe as a play on a cat cafe came up for us.
Not only are the therapy dogs starting the conversation around conflict resolution, but they are providing a much-needed break for students during a stressful time of year.
It's been scientifically proven that when you pet a dog, it lowers your blood pressure and it creates the oxytocin in your brain to just be mellow and relax.
Jane Collier, a volunteer working with Therapy Dogs of Boulder County, gets to witness the immediate impact therapy dogs have on stressed students.
They just ooh and ah, love the dogs, love to snuggle, tell me how much it's helped them, how much it's relaxed them.
The students at today's event feel the same.
It's just like a happy feeling, you know, like when people are like stressed out or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
It just makes
I think it's
happy.
Something a lot of college students don't have access to after leaving home.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
For many of these students, this event is the first time they have heard of the Office of Conflict Resolution. The dogs may have sparked the conversation, but it doesn't end here.
In our office, we offer one-on-one conflict coaching for students, and we also offer mediation and training opportunities for student organizations, too.
The midterm season is coming to a close. Without the distraction of looming exams, students may now have to face conflict that they had previously hidden behind upcoming deadlines. As they begin asking themselves how they will deal with conflict in their lives, Jane Collier says they may be asking another important question as well.
Why can't the dogs be here all the time?
Reporting from the University of Colorado Boulder for KGNU, I'm Margaret Spencer.